We're joined now by Michigan Radio's political analyst, Jack Lessenberry. Hi, Jack.
Always good to be here, Jen.
So, Jack, when did Michigan enact the original emergency manager law?
In the 1980s, there was a lot of concern about some smaller cities that were misspending money. There were some concerns about Detroit. And so it was a Republican-initiated legislation. But in 1988, the legislature overwhelmingly passed a law calling for the possibility of appointing emergency financial managers. Governor Blanchard eventually came around to support it. It was almost unanimous in the Senate. And you saw the first emergency financial manager, I think, appointed in the city of Ecorse. This was followed by Hamtramck, Highland Park, and they had a lot of power. They didn't have as much power as the new emergency managers under Governor Snyder's bill, but probably the most dramatic one had been in Hamtramck, where Lou Schimmel, who's now the emergency manager in Pontiac, came in and really upset a lot of people, voided a lot of contracts, but eventually got Hamtramck back on its feet. So it's not a new thing.
Did you see the same kind of pushback against the emergency manager law as we're seeing now?
Well, it's very funny, Jen. There was not exactly the same kind of pushback. When Lou Schimmel had been in Hamtramck for a while, I went and talked to a lot of the politicians there, and publicly they were denouncing him, and privately they would say, well, you know, he's a you-know-what, but we needed him. The idea was not that it would be permanent, that it would be temporary, but nobody at that time envisioned really it happening in a city the size of Detroit.
Jack, why was it decided that creating this emergency manager law was the best response to a fiscal crisis?
Well, I think there are a number of questions. One had to do with the Detroit public school system, where Robert Bob, who was the emergency financial manager there, it turned out the courts ruled he didn't have the right to get involved in academic programs, and he felt he should have had that right, and so did Governor Snyder. These things were all interconnected. And there's also a feeling that the financial problems now, especially in Detroit, but not only in Detroit, are so deep and so intractable that you might need more powers, specifically the power to sort of dissolve union contracts, the power to sell off pieces of the city, that this just might be necessary to avoid bankruptcy. And so the legislature passed this, but it was kind of ominous in that no Democrats supported it. Republicans have a large majority in both houses of the legislature, and I think with one exception, it was a completely party-line vote. So this was a Republican bill unanimously opposed by Democrats.
Now, is this a law that's unique to Michigan, or was the law modeled after what we were seeing other states doing?
I'm not exactly sure. Every state is different. Every state's laws are different. Some states have other similar procedures, but I don't know of any where an emergency manager has, in theory, as many powers as they do under the new Michigan law.
Jack, how do you think history will view this emergency manager law?
Well, the real interesting question is how Michigan voters are going to view it. It seems likely, not certain, but likely, that people are going to collect enough signatures to put this on the ballot for a referendum next November. And are people going to support it? Are people going to vote it down? There's another legal question. Once this is certified, then the emergency manager law is suspended. The question is there then no emergency manager law, or do things revert to the previous somewhat weaker emergency financial manager law? And what happens from there? I would think that if you have emergency managers in places like Detroit and Flint and Pontiac, and these cities end up sort of righting themselves, becoming competitive, becoming solvent again, it'll be seen as maybe a painful pill, but a necessary pill. Most people now would agree that bankruptcy was the correct solution for General Motors, but the jury is still out on the emergency manager concept, and it'll take some years to know.
Jack, thanks for talking to us.
Always a pleasure.